Morning. Night.
Yeah, special turn, say what's getting toward
speed time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if you make some calls for me? Would you make, give me the call that is used to get cows to come in from the pasture?
Shook, shook, shook.
Good, very good. How about if you want to make cows be quiet during milking?
So.
Uh-huh, very good. What's the call that's used to calves? You want to call calves?
Well, they're called the same way by me, just shook calf, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. How about if you want a horse to go left, what do you say?
Horse what?
If you want a horse to go left.
Oh, you'd
turn
say,
left.
You'd say haul.
If you want him to turn right.
Gee.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you use to call a horse in from pasture?
Go up, go up.
And if you wanted him to go faster, what would you say?
He'd say, get up.
Uh-huh. Now, if you wanted to stop the horse, what would you say?
He'd say, whoa.
Would you ever say back up when you wanted him to stop?
Well, first thing, if he's going, you want him to stop, you'd say, whoa. And then if you wanted to back, you'd say, back up, back,
uh-huh.
back.
Uh-huh. What do you say to pigs when you want them to come in for feed?
Well, my usual way of calling pigs is piggy, piggy, piggy.
Mm-hmm. You ever use any other way?
Well, if you want louder, you know, in other words, if your pigs is think they're a long ways from the house and it takes a louder voice, well, you'd say, whoopee, whoo-ee.
Uh-huh. How about suey? Did you ever use that?
Well, suey is to get them out of your way.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What do you use to call sheep in from the pasture?
Cushyip, cushyip.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to chickens when you want to feed them? While
well,
feeding.
She says chick, 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 chick.
Mm-hmm. And you say the same thing?
Well, when I feed them, I don't. She tends the chickens, and I don't have anything to do with chickens. Yeah, that's right.
You know, when I worked on the farm, that was my job. I worked on the farm one summer.
Yeah?
And I had to get up before breakfast and do the chores.
Yeah?
I ate a whopping breakfast every day. I was hungry. Well, what do you call this thing in the chicken about here, throat, and you pull?
You call it the breast or pulley bone? Or
mm-hmm. What do you call things on the saddle that you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
And you have two horses that you're driving. The one on the left is called what?
The lead horse.
Ever call that anything else?
Well, the one on the left, you see, is what you'd call the lead horse, and the one on the right is the off horse.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these things that you have in your hands for when you're driving?
Lines.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, clothing. Maybe your wife might help you. What do you call this bit of clothing that your wife puts on to keep water and stuff from getting on her dress?
She wore a riding skirt. Great long, almost dragged the ground when they rode side saddled.
Yeah, well, what does she have on now? Over her dress?
Apron.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this thing that is under? No, first of all, what do you call the thing that you wear over your clothes to keep warm in winter time?
Jacket?
Mm-hmm. Ever call that anything else?
For men or women you're speaking about?
Well,
or either one?
Man, I guess.
Well, I don't think I ever heard them called anything else.
What about coat?
Well, coat. Uh-huh. Of course, that's the same thing. Uh-huh.
What do you call this thing that's worn under a coat that doesn't have sleeves?